Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Some good reporting in your newspaper prompted the resignation of a SUNY official, it appears.
Well, this follows a story over the weekend by the Times Union's Brendan Lyons about Sergio Garcia. He's the chief of staff, or was the chief of staff, at SUNY's Upstate Medical University in Syracuse. The story revealed a number of claims that he has made in a speech recently and other instances where he's made statements do not stand up to scrutiny. The top official resigned on Monday in the wake of the Times Union report. Among the statements that turned out to be untrue were Garcia's account of being present at what he said was the 2011 bombing in Afghanistan that took the life of a young diplomat. He said he had been interviewed personally and then offered a job in the State Department by then Secretary of State Colin Powell, and that former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice remains his close friend and mentor. For one thing, the account of the bombing was inaccurate. It actually took place in 2013, months after Garcia had left Afghanistan for an academic post in the U.S. He also had claimed that he was an attorney, although there were no records of him ever attending a law school here in the U.S. or in his native Mexico. A spokesman for SUNY called the allegations contrary to Upstate's shared values of being open and honest and said the matter was under review, but Garcia ended it, resigning from the $340,000 a year position on Monday.
From there to a story that's quite unfortunate, after the district failed to install software that blocks X-rated material online, students in the Bethlehem Central Schools have been able to view porn sites on their school-issued Chromebooks.
Well, our reporter Rick Carlin has the story about one parent's discovery at the school district, which is in Albany County. The parents said that the student could use the school-issued Chromebooks for unrestricted browsing because of the lack of any programs to block the users from reaching inappropriate sites on school computers. And it may not be just limited to the Bethlehem School District. The State School Boards Association said they've not received any complaints about this, but it has become an issue in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Washington State, and even overseas. Some people have raised the question of whether districts can restrict what computers are used for in their non-class time, so it's created an interesting discussion and raises some issues that has the attention of school officials, certainly.
He's the associate editor of the Times Union. Mike Spain joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. Thank you. We'll catch up next week.
Thank you, David.